Blimey, that was quite a night last night.
Fantastic. Carlos's new restaurant was packed.
I didn't see Carlos all night. He was so busy.
Mm.
The food was great, but I've never eaten Brazilian food before. It was lovely.
Mm, it was pretty good. Better than English food. But not as good as Chinese food, really.
You'll never change, will you, Johnny?
Not when it comes to my food, no.
So, it was a success then?
Oh, yeah. I'm still stuffed.
Stuffed? Full of food.
Delicious food.
I thought the rice was a little overcooked, actually.
Oh, come on, Bindu. Stop criticizing.
I can't help it if I'm a perfectionist. A what?
She's a perfectionist. Everything has to be perfect all the time.
Yes, it does. What's wrong with that? Like, our wedding will be perfect, won't it, Harry?
Yeah.
Anyway, I have to go now. Busy, busy. I'll see you all later.
I think I'll stick around for a bit. See you later.
Bye.
So, are you all ready for the big event?
The what?
Your wedding.
Ah, of course. Well, to tell you the truth, there are a few problems.
Oh, no. What kind of problems?
Well, Bindu's family want a really big traditional wedding. I'm not sure I want that. I just want to keep it really small. Close family, a few friends.
Will you get married in church?
Nah. I'm not religious, me. Just the local registry office.
Hello, Olivia.
Hi there, everyone. Mind if I sit down?
Not at all. Come and join us.
So, what are you boys all talking about?
Harry's got some doubts about the wedding.
Having second thoughts?
No, not at all. I really want to marry her, but...
They've got different ideas about the wedding.
Well, Bindu's family have.
I see. Have you told her what you think?
Nah, well, not yet.
Why not?
You know what she's like. She always thinks she's right.
That's girls for you.
Yeah, dead right.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Harry, Bindu is your fiancé, your future wife. You have to talk about these things.
Hmm. Yeah, I guess you're right. I'll sit down and have a proper talk with her about it.
Oh, well done, Olivia.
She's always right.
Not always.
So, Olivia, can I get you a drink?
Not right now. I have to run off.
Oh, yeah? Are you going anywhere special?
Well, yes, actually.
Oh, yes.
I'm meeting someone.
Someone?
Yeah. A guy who comes into my shop.
Hmm.
He's just a friend.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Really. Anyhow, I have to go. Bye, all.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
What do you think about that, then, Fardy? Olivia's got a boyfriend.
Oh, he's not a boyfriend. He's just a friend. She said so.
And you believe her?
To be perfectly honest, I couldn't care less.
I don't believe you.
Phew. Hey, Carlos! The man of the moment! Congratulations!
Congratulations on the great success.
Yeah, it was a brilliant night.
Was it?
Of course it was.
Yeah. What's up? The restaurant was packed last night.
Everyone was stuffing themselves.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Hey, I don't understand.
Well, did you notice that nobody actually paid for anything?
Well, no, we didn't pay.
But that's because we're your friends, isn't it?
Yeah.
And because we'd spent most of the day helping you decorate the place so it was ready for the opening.
Mm. Of course, of course. I don't mind that. I didn't expect you lot to pay. The problem is that nobody did. I thought giving out free food would be a good idea.
It was. Everyone loved it.
But your opening night's profit?
Zero. Oh. Nothing. Not only that, I lost a lot of money.
Oh, no.
You need a good business manager, like me. I know how to make money.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, look on the bright side. It's all good publicity. Those people will come back and spend loads of money and tell all their friends, and then they'll come too.
I certainly hope so. Now I'll just have to wait and see.